My friends, I want to reveal to you a serious news of the biggest scam in Medjugorje based on some comments that people have made. And I want to give you an incredible gift to you for tomorrow. Tomorrow is my 45th birthday. So for those of you living in Northern Ireland, I want to give you an incredible gift. I'll give you details at the end of the video. So let's begin. So in the previous video, we were talking about some of the peace that I was feeling in the few days that I was in Medjugorje. We're now back in beautiful Bunkrana, Northern Ireland. Love it. It's absolutely incredible. Beautiful sunny day. Don't get a lot of those, but when you do, you take advantage. And so whenever you have a video, a small minority of people leave comments, and usually a smaller minority leave negative comments. So those negative comments do not necessarily reflect the opinions of probably 99% of you, but they're interesting to take seriously because we want to consider what they're saying. So people were saying two main critiques of the things that I was saying, but possibly perhaps in general of Medjugorje, and we need to take them seriously and address them. The first one was what many were saying was the overemphasis, perhaps on what I was saying and maybe what people experience in Medjugorje, of feelings. So people would say comments such as, our faith does not depend on feelings, which is true. Our faith is a decision that we make, but by implications that our feelings are not important. So you sometimes see this in different strains saying that our feelings have little to no importance in the faith life. And I'm asking the question, is that true? Yes or no? I'm not believing that. I'm not saying that that's true. I want to ask, is this true? So to find the truth, we want to look at scripture. What does the scripture say about feelings? Have you ever asked that question? We're going to talk about that. Because if the scripture says that feelings are important and people are experiencing a lot of feelings at Medjugorje, then that's what God wants. And if the scripture says that feelings are not important, then if you're experiencing a lot of emotions in Medjugorje, then we should stay away from it. Let's look at beginning with one of my favorite three chapters of scripture, the Sermon on the Mount. So I looked up a few, and let's say, so in Matthew 5, I'm not going to get the specific quote, but just in general, in the chapter, Matthew 5, Jesus says, whoever is angry with his brother. So he talks about, essentially goes on to say that it's a sin, that it's not just that if you take action against someone, if you have negative feelings against your brother, then you could go to hell for that. Isn't that interesting? Jesus, anger is an emotion. We're not gonna get into an argument about anger being an emotion or not. Anger is a feeling. And Jesus is saying that that feeling is important. And if you have it, you better deal with whatever it is and heal it. And heal the anger. Interesting. Think about that, that Jesus points out a feeling. Now, next, he says, whoever looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery. Do you see what he's saying? He's saying it's not just that if you take the action, the external action, if you have an internal emotion or feeling or whatever you want to call it. Now, people are going to start nitpicking. I know how people are. Well, lust isn't a feeling. People would say it's a passion. It's an emotion. It falls under the umbrella of a feeling. It's a feeling you have in wherever your heart or your wherever you want to say that it is. If you even have the feeling of lust, then you're already committing adultery. That's why people have a lot of struggles, because feelings feel outside of our control. And Jesus is saying we must control them, because that's the second time he's saying that they're important. So, okay, this should make us wonder. Matthew 6, he commands multiple times, do not worry. And now he goes on to say, do not worry about tomorrow. Do not worry about this. Worry is, as far as I know, I mean, I work as a therapist, but now more full-time as a YouTuber. Worry, as far as I know, is a feeling. And Jesus cares about it. It's important. And he doesn't want you to have that feeling. Isn't that interesting? So that feeling matters to him. That's the third piece of evidence. Interesting. Then in Matthew 10, he says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Fear isn't only a decision. It's also an emotion. It's a thing that we feel. Anyone would say this. Again, those of you that just want to be contrarian will say, no, fear is not an emotion. It's not a feeling. It is. He doesn't want us to feel fear. Now, you could imply that Jesus is saying what he does want us to feel. Don't have anger towards your brother. Feel love and act love. Don't look at a woman with lust. Act towards and look at a woman with a pure heart. Purity of heart can be a feeling. Have you ever felt that? Comment down below if you've ever felt purity. I have many times. It's amazing. It's the best feeling on earth. I feel that towards my wife. I love feeling pureness. I don't have a word for that. We can call it love. Let's call it purity. Now, he says, do not worry. Instead, feel confidence. Confidence is, we hear that in the Divine Mercy devotion. Trust me. Confide in me. Those are emotions. He wants us to feel those things. Matthew 15, Jesus says, my heart is moved with pity. I thought Jesus didn't have feelings. He was just a walking brain. He was just a theological white tower, totally divorced from his heart and his emotions because feelings have no importance. Obviously, he has some emotions. My heart is moved with pity. And that is a deep feeling. The Jewish word is something like where you're, even your intestines are feeling it. You're feeling it down there. Wow. Matthew 17, the words that the Father confirms on Jesus Christ, this is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased. Now, pleased can be an intellectual action. I approve of you in sort of this cold, robotic way. But often we will look at something that we think is beautiful, like the scenery. This it causes an emotion of me of pleasure. I am pleased with that beautiful. You can't see it. Look at it. That beautiful mountain, does that not cause you pleasure? I mean, I am pleased with that mountain. God the Father felt pleasure and thought it and made it a decision towards his Son, not divorced as two separate things that don't matter. And now Matthew 18, this is in a parable talking about the way that a fellow servant should treat another. And then connecting it with the one on Matthew 15, should you not have pity? Remember, pity, that a feeling. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Speaking to the man that was not forgiving. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's probably many more. 6 different scriptures that are saying that our emotions matter. So my conclusion is that if we go to Medjugorje and we have feelings, praise be to God Almighty. And if that bothers you, then there is something wrong with the way that you see God and the way that you understand the scriptures and the way that you understand the human person as a whole. We are not a brain living in a shell. We are a whole human person and our feelings matter. If you were to tell your wife, if you're married, and you were to tell your wife, I haven't cheated on you. I have lots of feelings for the woman next door. Don't be angry. Try that. Mr. and Mrs. Feelings don't matter. You'll be in the doghouse for about a month or two. Trust me. So obviously, my guess, whoever would say that is not someone who's married because they understand that feelings matter. They're incredibly important. And if you feel consolations in Medjugorje, praise be to God Almighty. It's what he wants you to experience. Now, the second thing is people bring up Medjugorje. It's false. Look at it. And the first thing that I observe, I want you to look at this observation, and I don't think people really realize this. For instance, this YouTube channel, it is difficult to build a YouTube channel. It has not been easy. Maybe I make it look easy. I don't know, but it is difficult. Do you know how difficult it would be for you to build such a beautiful city as Medjugorje? Have you ever been there? I want you to try that. I want you to start telling your neighbors, hey, I've been seeing the Blessed Mother, and let's see how many people show up to your house. Will stores open up selling merchandise? Joe sees the Blessed Mother. Will they make t-shirts? Will they build a church for you? No, No one will come. And if you were to do that over a period of a year or two, you would get bored of it. And nothing would be built. What they have done there, you do not understand how difficult it is to build something so beautiful. You take it for granted that just little towns just pop up. Little towns do not just pop up in the middle of Bosnia Herzegovina of all places. They do not just pop up. It's like the scripture that talks about it was one of the Pharisees when they were wanting to kill Jesus, and he says, "Hey, my fellow brothers, if we fight against him, let's not do that. Because if it's not from God, it's going to fall apart. And if it is from God, we're going to find ourselves fighting against God." I would say what they're doing in Medjugorje, if it is fake, it's the most amazing fake thing I've ever seen. Because you cannot build something so beautiful, so profound on a lie. And if you think you can, go and try it. And call me, you know, in 10 years and let's see if you have a beautiful city around your false apparition. It's impossible. No one could do that. You cannot do that at all. That's the first sort of piece of evidence that what is being built there is unbelievable. Second piece of evidence is, look at all the wonderful things that are happening. 40 priests hearing confessions, masses all the time, adoration all over the place, people doing penance, people fasting twice a week, people praying the rosary, people walking up Apparition Hill on their feet. It's like a jagged mountain of penance. I mean, if that's all false, it sure is beautiful. It's incredible. Even if you go there and you don't like it, you cannot deny that what is happening there is amazing. They have more confession there than at Fatima, than at Lourdes, than at Guadalupe, than at Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. I've been to all of those. None of those, even 10% of the confessions that are happening at Medjugorje. Now, if that's false, it is some great false stuff. They're good. They're really good. But in my opinion, the feelings that people feel in Medjugorje are from God, and we should embrace them. And the evidence that that wonderful city gives to us, it's unbelievable. You couldn't reproduce that even if you tried. And you need to go there. If you are going to critique Medjugorje, go and test it and see for yourself. And you will come out a believer. Now, here's the birthday gift. So in one of the traditions that I like to have, on earth, we get gifts on our birthday. In heaven, we give them. So tomorrow, June 20th, my birthday, I want to give you a gift. I will be at the Coffee Barrel, Nixon's Corner, where the site of that man, where they're having all those miracles because of the oil. I will be there from 2 to 4 p.m. celebrating my birthday, giving out oils, praying with people, asking for the Lord's healing. We will be praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. We will be having pizza, having cake, and because I want to do something meaningful on my birthday. So if you want to meet me there, show up there, and we will pray with you for the Lord to heal you. We will ask the Lord's blessing on you, and I will say, "Lord, today is my birthday. Please, as a gift to me, heal this person with whatever it is that they're going through." I will see you there from 2 to 4 p.m. I will not be live streaming it. I will be live present. So please meet me there in Northern Ireland and Derry. I'll put where it is down below. Drive from wherever. I would love to see you. I'll be there for 2 hours, possibly longer. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you the biggest scam in Medjugorje, because that was not clickbait. The biggest scam in Medjugorje. So at the restaurant next to where we stayed in our hotel, it was an incredible restaurant, Pivnica Medjugorje. Everything was wonderful, except the limonada. The limonada was the biggest scam I had in Medjugorje. It was like €3 for a small glass of bitter lemon. Don't get that. Everything else is amazing, but that was the biggest scam in Medjugorje. You'll thank me when you don't get it. My friends, God bless you. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.